You're listening to Show Me Your Assets. I'm your host, Dottie Dynamo, burlesque dancer and stripper turned personal trainer. This show is about sexy work, fitness, money, and everything in between. You'll learn how to train smarter, navigate body image in an industry that centers your looks, manage your money, and prioritize self-care and recovery so you can avoid burning out over and over again. While I have your attention, you should know I have the tendency to cuss like a sailor. So if you're in mixed company, grab your headphones because there's no telling what I might say. Welcome back to another episode of the Show Me Your Assets podcast. Today we're diving into all the ins and outs of what it means to be self-employed or a small business owner as a dancer and why that's exactly what you are, whether you realize it or not, and how that impacts how you should be handling your money. To start off, we'll just go over a few basic definitions of self-employed, sole proprietor, independent contractor, so that you understand that they're all basically the same thing with different names, minus a few differences here and there. So if you're self-employed, right, you work for yourself versus an employer. Pretty much anyone who isn't getting a W-2 paycheck, who isn't going in to a 9-to-5 or going into work under someone else is self-employed. From there, we have a sole proprietor. A sole proprietor is someone who is unincorporated, meaning you haven't filed any sort of legal business entity with the state or the government, but it's run and operated by one individual, and there's really no distinction between the business and the owner. And that means in terms of assets and liabilities, debts and profits. We'll get into more of that a little bit later on in the episode. So if you're self-employed because you don't have an employer or work as an employee, you're also a sole proprietor, right? Because if you haven't filed like a DBA or an LLC or an S corp or any of these things, you're considered a self-employed sole proprietor. From there, we get into an independent contractor. Now, as club dancers, this is probably a term you're very familiar with, because we are considered independent contractors. That means you work for another person or business, but you're not considered an employee, right? You're not on a payroll. You're not filling out a W-2. Now, in some clubs, you may have to fill those things out, but you're not actually getting a paycheck. There isn't a set wage. It's still up to you to determine when you're working. You know, how much you earn is totally dependent on your individual hustle, but there is a certain business that you have been contracted to come and work at. This also is the same idea as if you're doing burlesque gigs or go-go gigs. Oh, sorry, I just hit the table with my knee. You're also an independent contractor in this sense because you may go work for a producer or go do an event at a certain bar, but you're not contracted to this place and that you're going to come back and work a certain shift and you're not making an hourly wage. You're getting paid once off for an event and that is it. So those are just a quick rundown of our self-employed, our sole proprietor, and our independent contractor. Now, if you own and operate your own business, that classifies you as a self-employed business owner or a sole proprietor. This counts if you're an independent contractor. So if we take this into consideration, that means that you, as a dancer, as a hustler, as a burlesque performer, as a go-go person, someone who does full service, someone who does cam things, someone who only has an OnlyFans, you are a small business. As such, there are things that are different for you about your money, how taxes are handled, Social Security, paid time off, retirement, that are completely different from you than someone who goes in and works for an employer. So while you might not identify as a small business owner in terms of dancing, you definitely are. And the sooner that you can sort of switch that mindset in your head and don't think of dancing as just a job that you get to dictate your schedule and your hours and your pay, but actually see yourself as a small business and as a business owner, the sooner you can start to look at your money a little bit different, start handling your money like a business. And this will set you up for more prospects of actually gaining wealth and riches out of this job. Because if you're treating it like a job and you're just going in and making money and then spending it all with the mindset that it doesn't matter, I can go in tomorrow and make more, that is something that is already setting you back. Not to mention failing to separate your business money from your personal money. And this gets us into, right, why you should manage your money like a business, even if you aren't registered as one. So let's just start with this little snippet that I found from the IRS website. If you're an independent contractor, then you are self-employed. The earnings of a person who is working as an independent contractor are subject to self-employment tax. Okay, this essentially means when you are self-employed, you are responsible for estimating, deducting, and paying your own state, federal, and payroll taxes. It also means, right, that if you aren't paying your taxes, as we know, lots of people in this industry choose to not pay their taxes because they are making a purely cash income, so they feel like it's under the table. Screw the man, I'm not paying my taxes. And if this is you, there is no shame. I am not judging you. I think also those of us who do pay our taxes probably fudge a little bit, and maybe I shouldn't be admitting this on a podcast, but here the fuck we are. Right? They probably fudge a little bit, so they're paying less in taxes. This is where you seriously get yourself into trouble. And I can tell you this from firsthand experience, because if you are not paying your taxes, if you are not paying taxes on the amount of money in which you are actually making, that means you are not paying into Social Security at all, or you are not paying into Social Security at a higher amount, which means you're never going to get any of that money when you retire. Okay? Yes, our future generations are more likely than not to not get as much Social Security as, say, our parents or our parents' generation, but there is still money in Social Security if we continue to pay into it. But if you fail to pay your taxes and you fail to pay into Social Security, you cannot count on getting any of that money to help you survive when you are older. And if you don't want to have to be hustling when you are 60, 70, 80, then paying your taxes now as a dancer, while you're self-employed, is one of the most important things that you can do, especially if you plan on being in this industry for quite a long time, even if it's something you just plan on doing on the side. Paying the tax on that money is beneficial to you in the long run, even if it feels like somehow you're giving in and like playing this dumb game of paying the man, right? Paying the ultimate house fee. That ultimate house fee will save your ass in the long run. I kind of got off on a tangent. I think we all know that I do that. So to go a little bit further about why you should be managing your money as a business, even if you aren't registered as one, let's discuss two of the most common ways to register as a business, as a dancer. So there is first what's called a DBA, or doing business as, and this essentially just allows you to have your business under a fictitious name so that it isn't tied to your legal name. For years, I had a DBA under Dottie Dynamo. I have now completely gotten rid of that, and I no longer have it because it's not as important to me at this point to have that DBA. I'm not performing at the capacity that I was, so I'm not worried about getting paid in checks to that name. And most of the time, when I was getting paid, write in checks from businesses, it was a venue or another burlesque performer. So I wasn't as worried about them having my legal name. This is not the same as if you are working with clients, right? These people, we do not want them to know our names. That is why strippers are like onions. We have layers upon layers upon layers upon layers of fake names. Like, you don't like that one? Don't worry, baby. I got five more in my back pocket and I'll keep giving them to you until you believe that that's my real one. So that is the point of a DBA. So if you simply are working in clubs, right, if that is your main thing, is like you're working in clubs or you're performing sort of part-time doing burlesque gigs here and there, but it's not your main form of income and you're not planning on somehow pivoting this into a career, which boggles my mind anyway, if we think about burlesque, turning it into a career because there is not a ton of money in it and most people who do that are still doing other things, right? So if you're simply working clubs or you're only accepting cash payments, no matter what form of sexy work that you are in, if you're only accepting cash payments or tips, gratuity, then this really isn't necessary for you, okay? Because there's no way to really tie your legal name to your business anyway, because you're not asking people to pay you other than in cash. Now, however, if you do want people to be able to pay you via other forms and not have it linked to your legal name, you might want to consider a DBA. The other most common one to see for sole proprietors, self-employed business owners, is what's called an LLC or a limited liability corporation. So this essentially just protects you, the owner of the business, from personal responsibility for your business's debts and liabilities. So let's say you host events, or you work full service, you take on clients, and or maybe you hire other dancers, right? If you're the producer of a burlesque show, if you do bachelor parties and you're hiring other girls, especially if you are doing bachelor party type things, you might want to consider an LLC because this will legally protect your personal assets, meaning all of your personal money, your house, your apartment, your car, whatever that you have, from any sort of business debt or liability, meaning if a client were to sue you, if someone from a bachelor party were to sue you, if for some reason one of the other dancers is to sue you because something happens, this separates your personal work money from your business's profits and assets. Okay, so they can only go after what your business has made and not your personal money. That's the idea behind an LLC, and you can be a single owner LLC corporation. Once again, if you are mostly working in clubs, if you're mostly working as a solo dancer and you're not hiring other people and you're just really like doing everything solo, neither of these is necessarily important for you to have. That is a personal choice. It does cost money to file these. Also, if you are going to choose to become an LLC, then it is doubly important that you start handling your money like a business, because you will have to file paperwork with the state in which you filed. They are going to want to see that you are keeping your business money and your personal money separate. All right. And both of these things, actually all of them, specifically an LLC, has something called flow-through taxation, which essentially means your taxes are filed exactly the same as if you never filed that legal entity, if you're self-employed. It all goes on to your self-employment tax paperwork when you file your taxes. In an effort to keep this episode short, I will do an upcoming episode on that in way more detail about DBAs and LLCs so you can make a more informed decision. But today we're mostly talking about why, even if you never file one of these, if you never file a DBA, if you never file an LLC, why you should still be handling your money like a business. And that is because even if you don't file one, you are still seen as self-employed, as an independent contractor. So you are still personally responsible for calculating, deducting, and paying all of those taxes yourself. And if you are going into the club or going to work with a client, doing a show, collecting your money and depositing it straight into your personal checking account, things are going to get really messy really quick, and you probably already know this, okay? And I guarantee you know this for sure. When tax time comes, or when you need to make a purchase for work, like new shoes, and you're taking it out of your personal checking account, but that's not something that you have budgeted for. When you're going to pay your taxes and suddenly you're printing out page after page after page of your checking account, trying to go through and highlight purchases that were for work and but weren't personal. And it gets really muddy and mixed up. So by having a separate bank account, like a business would, whether or not you're a business, you can open a personal checking account and treat it like a business account. Okay, that is perfectly acceptable. I do this. I know numerous other people who do this because they aren't filed as a legal entity. Right, for my dancer business, I am not filed as any sort of legal entity. I have another personal checking account, but I treat it like my business account. When I go to deposit my money, all of my money goes into that account. From there, I transfer money into an account just for what my tax payments will be. I transfer money into account to plan for profit, aka a sick day, paying myself a bonus, whatever happens to come up. And then the money for business expenses, like buying new shoes, going to a pole class, new outfits, getting my nails done, things like that, stay in that business checking account, and those purchases are made from the debit card linked to that bank account. Now, the last transaction I make is from that business account, I transfer what my take-home pay is, right? How much I actually make after all of these other things, to my personal checking account. That is the account that I use to buy gas, to buy groceries, to pay for Netflix, to buy iced coffee, to pay my car insurance, all of these things, right? Because these are not business expenses. So you can start to see how, while it might seem complicated at first, because you are self-employed, this does change how you should be managing your money as a dancer. And this is one of the exact reasons why I have created the Master Your Cash Academy, the money course that will be launching in July. Enrollment will be opening in July. And inside of this course, we will cover understanding business expenses, personal expenses, how to separate the two using the profit first method, knowing how to build emergency savings as well as short-term savings, planning for what your exit plan is. Do you have one? If not, let's get you set up with one, as well as understanding, right, the things you've learned about money from your childhood, knowing what your spending triggers are, understanding what your money values are, and what does rich mean to you, and using this as a formula to take you from making this cash in this industry that you have the ability to make as much, if not more money than people who work conventional vanilla jobs while working less hours, and leverage that to actually make you rich, right? Because making a lot of money is not the same thing as being good with money. And that is the exact title of the next upcoming episode on Show Me Your Assets. That is all that I have for you today. If anything on this episode has been insightful, if it has been helpful, if you think someone else could learn from this, please tag it me on social media, share it with a friend so I can see who's following along. And if you want more information about that upcoming course, Master Your Cash Academy, you can go to the link in my bio on Instagram or check the show notes for a link to sign up for my newsletter so you can keep up to date on when that launches. I'll see you on the next episode of Show Me Your Assets.